We were lucky enough, Loz and myself, to get around in the Pro-Am yesterday here at Bonville in the build-up to the Australian Ladies Classic. And it is a magnificent course. We enjoyed it. It's terribly difficult, but Loz, it was made a little bit easier. But I'm worried about the mental anguish, the mental toll that we took on our pro that we had in our group. And that's Kim Kaufman, who joins us now. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How have you recovered mentally from having us on the course
yesterday? It's good. I've done a lot of mental training, so I was ready.
The thing that I loved about yesterday, though, Kim, was when Terry was giving you all this
come
advice.
Come on.
Terry gave great advice.
He told me afterwards, he said, you know what? Kim actually followed some of my advice.
I did not.
You did. You're wrapping yourself.
We had a good day, though.
We had a great day. I mean, it's a great place. It's hard not to have a good day. So I enjoyed it very much.
And can I confirm, too, that we wore these are different shirts to the ones we wore yesterday.
They're not smelling all right.
These are actually fresh at this stage. Tell us about what you think of this layout and what you think of your chances here this weekend.
You know, I love this golf course. I told you guys it's a good course because it rewards good shots and it penalizes poor shots, which is always a mark of a great golf course. So we obviously got a little bit of rain out there today. I think the wind's going to come up, so it's going to be interesting. But I grew up in windy places and with bad weather, so I generally like it to play a little more difficult. So I'm hoping that, you know, plays well for me.
It's a good challenge mentally today, though, isn't it? Because you don't know when the rain will stop. How long is it going to continue for?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you get off to a bad start out here and it starts to rain, you can just kind of go, oh gosh, you know, let's get over this weekend. You want to move on. But, you know, there's so much golf left always until that last putt drops. So just staying tough and staying patient, which is everyone's favorite term in golf, but it really is so true.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your career so far and your tour plans this year?
Yeah, this will be my sixth year on the LPGA. I graduated college in 2013, and my rookie year was 2014. And I just played Australian Open and Vic Open, which are wonderful events. And then I'll start in about 3 weeks in Phoenix for the rest of the LPGA schedule.
Now, you were in good form down in the Vic Open, weren't you? And just that, I don't want to bring up bad
memories
for you. Well, it's sort of my job in a way. But the final round didn't pan out the way you wanted, but you...
It was great. I mean, I actually went to Q School last year. It's been a long, long time since I've been in that position, and I played so well Thursday, Friday, and, you know, Saturday and final group Sunday. I didn't play well, and I'll be the first to admit, you know, it's really hard. It's hard out there, and you're a little bit tense, and, you know, if you can't admit that, then you're not going to ever get over it. So, you know, hopefully next time I can, say, okay, what did I do with the Vic that I don't want to do again, or what can I do better? Right. So. But being there is always great, and hopefully I can be there again. So.
But you must feel like you're comfortable with your swing and your stroke at the moment, because yesterday you played some terrific golf to our eye. I'm not an expert, but I thought you just struck the ball really well.
Yeah, it is better. Last week wasn't as good, so I came here and, you know, we send a video to your coach. You know, technology is amazing, and send it back, and it gave me some good things to work on, which I was kind of doing yesterday. And I do feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And I putted it well, which is always a big key.
Well, hopefully it's not the curse of the BSB team, but we're tipping you to at least make the top 20, if not to go on and win it.
That's more than realistic, though.
100%. You guys do so much betting in Australia. Golf, which we don't. I had the guy at the airport flying here tell me he bet on me to win the Australian Open. And I said, oh, gosh, like, sorry about that. Like, we don't have that in the U.S., so I like it. It's great.
Yeah. He threw your bag away.
Yeah, I know. Surprised I got it.
He was the bag handler. I back you to win the goes into the corner. Yeah. No, it is exciting times. Obviously, such a good field. We've mentioned how international this field is. 144 of the girls teeing it up. You're one of those internationals. I think there's 110 internationals. But this tournament will be shown in 65 different countries. It's quite amazing, really.
It's amazing. People don't realize how global women's golf is in the LPGA and now the Australian Tour and everywhere else. It is truly a world game. That's part of what makes it cool, though. You know, from any country, you probably have someone to root for.
Yeah. Now, Audrey, your caddy's been with you for a while now.
Yep.
When you come to Australia and you travel internationally, you must rely on her a lot.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing. At home in the States, we'll do our own thing, but here it's a little bit easier. We kind of shared a car. We're actually sharing a place this week. Like I say, we generally don't because it's a lot of time together, but it's great. I prefer her to drive on that side of the road. I prefer her to
take that responsibility. And she's been a caddy for 28 years and with you for 4 years?
Yeah, that's our fourth year. Yeah. She's a great caddy, and she's won a lot of events, and I'm really lucky because it's one of the hardest things to find.
Yeah, it is quite Texas Tech, your university you came through, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
So he's the second biggest name to come out of that university now after you.
Yeah.
he's a big.
I'm like, who's the first?
he's a big deal, isn't he?
It's been really fun to watch him play. Yeah. We've had a lot of good quarterbacks come out, but he's obviously just had the most amazing year. And I'm not a Kansas City fan, but I've always rooted for him.
Yeah. And the coach of the Tech team is now in charge of Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
right?
Cliff Kingsbury was also a big QB, and you know, we were really excited for him. We hired him probably 7 years ago, but just didn't work out great. But hopefully he can have, you know, success maybe at the pro level. So
beautiful.
Hey, what sort of winning score do you think you can post around here?
I told Laurie yesterday, yeah, the weather would make a big difference. I do think it is going to get really windy. That's what the forecast shows later in this week. You know, I think if you could shoot, you know, even 5-6 under for the week, it might be good. If the weather stayed good, it'd be totally different. But, you know, it's a weather game.
You know what I was excited about yesterday? Kim saw a goanna.
Yeah.
Was that
your first goanna you saw yesterday?
The goanna.
Yeah, the
goanna.
Oh, the goanna. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm not sure about him.
She was like, oh, I don't want to go near.
We do feel like when we're Australia, we're on like a wildlife search. Yeah. So we've enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's a little bit. And can you just let our listeners and our viewers know that the difference in Laurie's game once he actually got the glove?
It's all about the glove. Maybe
Didn't
you should get
make a
glove
a difference?
Sponsor.
Well, you know what, Kim? I am going to. Because I told Terry, I actually slept with it on last night.
Yeah.
I was that comfortable
That's
with it.
That's what great golfers Next, do.
Yeah, well, my hand was slipping. I had to make an excuse because I got the worst golf swing of all
it
time.
It really helped, though. I mean, it was really the key. Yeah.
It was the key.
Yeah.
There's a few images there I don't really want to
think
about.
There it is. Look at us, guys.
Jeez.
Well, we had a terrific day. Thanks for putting up with us yesterday. Thanks for guiding us around.
Thanks for being here.
And play well.
Thank you.
Just
make
sure you finish in that top 20, okay for us. No pressure.
You're
going
to send me a bill?
Yeah. you'll be all right. We're like the baggage handler.
Okay.
Good on you, Kim.
Thank you guys so much.
Kim Kaufman out of Texas.